Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
3 o'clock hour on New Year's Day. Little Steam. This is Steam, right? Doing na-na-na-na?
That is correct.
Saying goodbye to Ohio State and their dreams of a repeat. I think Oregon is going to say na-na-na-na to Texas Tech. They're up 16-0. They've got a 36-yard field goal attempt going on right now in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
And it's no good. No good. 16-0 Oregon leading Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl right here at Hard Rock Stadium in South Florida. What an absolutely beautiful day. It's a great day to be a Hurricanes fan. We've got coverage all afternoon long. We are live and at 5:45 tonight. Solana will begin preheat with Tommy Tighe, and you're going to get Heat basketball beginning at 7 p.m. this evening, and you'll hear the entire game here on 104.3 FM WQAM. As long as we're doing a live show, I'll give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, because you only got one Game Day Uncensored left this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Season, kids. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event, although I would imagine that's over.
Believe so.
Although sometimes the Lexus December to Remember sales event does creep into January. Because I imagine if you go car shopping at Lexus this weekend, it's still the December to Remember sales event.
Probably.
Well, get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. I don't know what to do with week 17 games that have no meaning for certain teams. We know that the Dolphins today signed some quarterback, I think from the Raiders.
They poached him off his practice squad.
Yeah, I don't know what their plans are for Sunday. The Dolphins, my guess is for Quinn Ewers to go the entire way. Dolphins are 10.5-point underdogs to New England. The player props, Quinn Ewers, you want to guess over under on passing yards?
Man, last week I think it was around 270-ish. So I'd say like 260.5.
201.
201?
So take the over if that's the way you've handicapped it. Yeah, 201. Let's see if there's any other. Devon Achane, 68.5 yards is the over-under rushing. To be quite honest, I would probably take the under. I just don't see him getting a ton of carries. Why on earth would you risk Devon Achane? You don't mind seeing what Jalen Wright does out there. It is so hard to gamble on these Week 17 games.
What, Week 18, right? It's Week 18.
Or Week 18, Game 17, yeah.
Yeah, same thing, but I don't know how they're going to play this. Is this Mike McDaniel saying, I need this victory? I need to go beat the New England Patriots. I'm still fighting for my job. Everything's on the line.
But at the expense of possibly injuring Devon Achane.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Like, is he thinking about that? Or I get he has to. I realize why. But is he thinking about that? Or is he thinking about, hey, if I beat the Patriots here and I end the season on a 6-2 winning streak and I get to whatever it is, 8-9, right? They would be 8-9. Then, like, maybe I keep my job. So, like,
But if you're down, let's say you're down 20-0. Not blowout city, but 20-0 at halftime. New England wants to win. They want better seating. You're going to put the pedal to the metal in the second half to try to overcome a 20-0, or you're just going to run it out and get out of here.
I'm with you. If you're down 20-0, you're probably not putting Devon.
You know, and again, that's not being down 29-0. 20-0 is a game that you could come back in.
For sure.
But if you have nothing to play for, that's why I would have a tough time, unless you think Achane's going to break a run or two in the first half, which is very possible as well. He's very difficult to tackle.
He's also trying to pat his stats a little bit, though, isn't he, Hawk? I mean, he wants that payday next year, and I mean, he's done enough to get it, but it wouldn't hurt to add another 100-yard game under his belt.
Did you see what Bradley Chubb has on the line?
A lot of money?
When I say a lot of money, I got to find this. It's insane. I think it's like $5 million.
Incentive-based, you mean?
Yes, but not on his personal stats. It's on them having, I think, a better defensive rating. So someone's got, find it on like Omar's.
Yeah, so Bradley Chubb asked if one of the PR answer, the real answer about his $5.2 million worth of bonuses.
$5.2 million in incentives on the line in week 18 for Bradley Chubb.
Contingent from Omar Kelly on the Dolphins finishing top 20 in scoring defense, which requires them to allow 3 less points than the Falcons allow this upcoming weekend.
That's insane. Do you, I mean, that, do you hedge that if you're Bradley Chubb? Do you find some sort of offshore book that'll take action on the Falcons scoring a certain number, scoring 3 more points than the Dolphins? like it, I don't even know how you would hedge that. He's got over $5 million riding on something that he really can't control.
So if the Falcons let in, if the Dolphins let in 3 less points than the Falcons play the Saints, then he would win the $5 million.
That crazy?
Insane. What a weird incentive, right? Top 20 defense in the league, you get 5 point whatever million dollars.
That is crazy.
He's trying this week, I promise you that.
All right, we're going to talk some Canes with Zach Gelb. We'll talk college football playoffs with him. We are live today, like I said, up till 5:45 and then preheat. Let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, who we just learned catered Olive Garden for his friends last night for New Year's Eve.
I will always remember where I was when Keontae Scott had that pick six in the Cotton Bowl against Ohio State to put Miami up 14-0. My face, stuffing it with an Olive Garden breadstick, baby. I'll always remember where I was.
It's a crazy turn of events. What did you do last night for New Year's Eve, Jimmy?
Quiet night at home, but I watched the game.
But did you have a special meal or anything?
Oh, yeah, we just had like ribs, chicken. Simple. Mm-hmm.
Seems elusive on the actual answer of what he ate.
It also seems like you don't know what you ate. Like, did you have ribs? Did you have, like, ribs and chicken? You know, ribs isn't simple.
Well, ribs and chicken is a common combo, though.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's not simple. You've got to barbecue the ribs. You've got to, you know what I mean? Like, it's
no,
a big,
I mean, right,
did you bring them in?
No, it's just like, it was just a simple night is what I mean.
No, I got you. But did someone cook the food at your house, or did you bring it in from Flanagan's? Like,
my mom cooked them.
I got you.
All yeah.
Right. You have a screwdriver?
I did not, and I'm beating myself for it.
Sure, yeah.
You can have some champagne. I mean, the second
you had
that interception at the end by the Hurricanes to officially seal the game, even though it was pretty much over. I mean, we were popping bottles of champagne all night, baby.
Yeah, I had none. I had no alcohol yesterday. Great. My wife and I, we always go, you know, we live near Meisner Park, so we go there and they have, all the roads are closed off and they have, you know, thousands of people in there. We've done it every year, but it was like 11 o'clock, game ended about 11, I guess.
Yeah, like about 11. 11:15, yeah.
And it was chilly out. She does not like the cold. She wants to move somewhere warm.
It was freezing.
So I'm like, you want to walk over to Meisner? And she said, no. And I said, okay, well, if you don't want to walk to Meisner, and again, I wasn't even lying to Gino. For dinner, I had a microwave cup of rice. That was my that was my New Year's Eve dinner.
What happened to you, man?
I know. No, I'm so washed. So I had a microwave cup of Rice-A-Roni rice. And then, I think I texted you guys after the Canes won, I had some reduced fat Cheez-Its.
Of course. Because why wouldn't
not
you?
Mount Rushmore. So about 11:15, 11:30, I said, all right, so we're not going to go celebrate New Year's in downtown Boca? And she said, nah, a little too cold. And I said, well, in that case, I'm watching Stranger Things.
So you did
watch
it last
night. The finale was released at 8, and I was very nervous. And nobody, you probably turn off your chat, Solana, like the YouTube chat, and don't check the text line or whatever, because people will try to ruin it. I never would. But I watched it last night specifically because I knew I wasn't going to be able to escape it on my timeline.
K- Can I call somebody out from the station? And we love this guy, genuinely. Like, he's a big proponent of what we do. Tyler from Promotions. Mm. I love Tyler. One of the greatest...
The best promotions director I have ever worked with in my long radio career.
And genuinely, like, I consider him a friend. He's somebody I can confide in at work. I open up Instagram this morning, just going through stories. Tito Banach is drunk in Dallas. Like, it's just, it's a vibe. And all of a sudden, Tyler, I'm going through his stories. He's videotaping the finale.
Stop it.
Like, I'm talking about the core parts. I saw the first hour I told you of Stranger Things. And I'm like, whoa. Multiple videos, like six videos.
Like, what are you doing?
And I DM him. I'm like, hey, Jackass, I haven't watched it yet. How could you possibly do that? How? Because I think there's a rule. You want to post on your social media, like on Twitter, on Facebook, about the finale. Hey, if you're scrolling social media, you're bound to get spoilers. But actually posting real video of the show, I'm not talking about a little screen grab. I'm talking about the main parts. He's videotaping the whole thing, reacting to it. He responded in caps, got him. No. You don't do that. You don't do that.
I did. People. When I started watching it, there's a couple guys on different threads I have who watch Stranger Things. I sent them a quick video when the opening graphics come on.
That's fine.
Just to let them know that I was watching it.
That's fine.
A couple of DJ's friends went to see it in the theater. You know, they had the theater release of it last night.
They did?
Yeah. It was in movie theaters last night.
I didn't know. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was in 1,600 movie theaters last night.
It's a movie. I mean, it's 2.5 hours or whatever. Yeah. It's a movie.
So I sat down about 11:30 and I said, well, F it. I'm not going to be able to avoid all the timeline stuff, and I don't want to go Zero Dark 30 on social media. So I'm going to watch it. And I watched it from like 11:30 till 1:30. So even at New Year's, I didn't even see my wife or son. She was watching like Below Deck upstairs, and I heard fireworks going off in Boca. So I looked up at the clock. I saw it was midnight. So I yelled, hey, Happy New Year, everybody.
Next year, come down to Kendall. Come hang out with us.
No, that was the best New Year's I've had in 56 years.
You've got to, Hawk, you've got to kiss your wife. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I've been there, done that. I did that for 27 years. 28th year, no kiss.
I drove down to Key Largo, went to Phantom Fireworks. I bought some cohetes, some fireworks, lit them at 12:15 after we drank a little champagne celebrating the Hurricanes victory. It was fun. We had a good New Year's. I watched 1 hour of Stranger Things right before the show, and I've still got like an hour and a half left. So that's what I'm doing. As soon as the heat gets over, boom.
All I will tell you, no spoilers, no nothing. I thought it was fantastic. I think the Duffer brothers outdid themselves. This was one of the best series, one of the most enjoyable series. Because remember, it started during COVID, I think.
Yeah.
And so it was a great escape for me. It's not even the kind of show that I like. I don't like this kind of stuff, but I like the 80s vibe. But I thought they did a fantastic job on the finale. All right.
Started way before, like 2016, but I think we all started watching it around that.
It started in 2016, really?
Yeah, the first season for sure.
No.
Was like 2017, 2016, 100%.
Really?
Hawk, these kids were like 9 years old when they started.
Well, they were all playing like, no, because they were in high school.
No, they're
2016.
Oh, no, they were kids. Yeah.
Yeah. They were like little kids.
When did it start?
Basement.
July 15th, 2016.
I thought it'd be funny if you just ended at July 15th and then we still had to guess.
That would be
year.
Funny.
So it started in 2016?
Yep. I told you. I mean, I remember watching the first season and then I was just kind of out of it and you got me back into it around COVID.
So I don't think I started watching it till COVID then.
Yeah, you got me back into it.
Man, I thought it was just excellent. It was a great escape for me during COVID. And then I've enjoyed all the subsequent seasons. Have there been weak moments? Sure, but every TV series has them. But I thought it ended with a bang. I liked the route that they took at the end. That's all I'll say. Headlines real quick because we're going to get to Zach Elb this hour. Yep. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
The Miami Hurricanes, man, what an effing night. We talked about, you know, the key moments, but it was dicey in the second half. I didn't love how the broadcasters kept bringing up how the momentum had shifted, and it had. They weren't wrong, but I didn't love how they were hoping Ohio State would get back into that game and just make a game out of it. But Ray Lewis, Michael Irvin on the sideline, I thought was effing awesome yesterday.
So cool.
And the Hurricanes get the victory. The run is officially in mid-swing, and we await now the winner of tonight's game in the Sugar Bowl, Ole Miss, Georgia at 8 p.m. Lane Kiffin won't attend the game, though. I don't know if you saw that. He will not be there.
He will not, because I thought I saw that he might attend it as a guest of the governor.
The governor? No.
Yeah.
He will not be at the Sugar Bowl. I saw, I think it was Ross Dellinger.
Well, half of his coaching staff is coaching.
Apparently,
it's a very odd situation for Ole Miss and LSU.
Apparently, there's like a LSU women's basketball game tonight that he will be in attendance at. And he will not be at
LSU women's basketball. You know, come on.
Big matchup. I'm looking at it right now. LSU undefeated versus Kentucky, who's 13-1 at 8 p.m. tonight. He will be at the LSU Tigers women's basketball game tonight.
All right.
At the Pete Maravich Assembly Center in Baton Rouge.
Do you know Pete Maravich?
Of course I know Pete Maravich.
What was his nickname?
Pete Maravich was the... Damn, I do know this. Tommy Tighe would be so ashamed of me.
So mad at you.
I don't know. I don't even remember.
Pistol What's his Pete. Nickname?
Pistol Pete, of course. Damn, I knew that. I knew that. Damn it.
Man.
Tommy Tighe would be so...
I'm telling he won't him even before preheat starts tonight. No. Yeah, he's out. Started out 2026 on a sour note for him.
Hey, the fact that Texas had a bye and they're going to put up a big donut is effing insane. Hawk, what do you make of this? I saw this stat from Joe Shad here really quickly. I guess this is part of headlines. That teams who have had the bye in the college football playoff in this expanded one, which I think it's the second year they do it, are going to be 0-6. In that first
they have long
game.
Layoffs. I think Ohio State, what, had 25 days off?
Yeah. Remember yesterday I was telling you I thought that the Hurricanes playing that game in A&M would actually help them. Like, they had that momentum coming into the game. They're going to have to expand that college football playoff, right, to 16 teams, no more byes, and the 14
It does seem to be a fairly unfair advantage for the teams who have that much time off.
Yeah. And, I mean, you saw it yesterday. I mean, I'm not giving Ohio State any excuses here, but the Hurricanes were clearly the better team in the first half, by a mile.
I mean, they came out like guns blazing, and Ohio State didn't know what hit them.
Yeah. You have to credit Mezador, Reuben Bain, three combined sacks in that first half. The Hurricanes defense shut the Buckeyes down in that first half. The Dolphins will play the Patriots on Sunday, as Hawk mentioned earlier. Matthew Tkachuk has been ruled out for tomorrow's game.
That he might have a majestic comeback for the Winter Classic. Did you see Barkey was on the ice practicing today, this afternoon?
Barkey skating with a knee brace on.
How about
skating.
That?
A non-contact, obviously.
That's 4 months after ACL surgery. You know, because I'm going through it with my son who tore his ACL and had the surgery. 4 months he's out on the ice. Again, he's not playing. David, my son, he just played 18 holes yesterday in Weston.
Tell him the
golf course.
Tell him to ice his knee, buddy, because that thing's going to be swollen today. It's cold. My knee, I'm 4 years removed from ACL surgery. My knee is a brick this morning. A brick because of how cold it is outside.
Mm, interesting.
But Barkey was back on the ice a little too soon, if you ask me, but whatever, man.
Settle down, Barkey.
Yeah. but no Tkachuk tomorrow. 8 p.m. puck drop. Don't forget, we'll be broadcasting live tomorrow, 2-6, overlooking the beautiful Lone Depot Park for the Winter Classic.
Yeah, so Lana is not only working today. We had a scheduled day off today, but Solana's going to work tomorrow. We have a scheduled day off tomorrow, too. I'm off tomorrow, and Crowder's off tomorrow, but Solana and Josh Appel will be live at Lone Depot Park getting you ready for the Winter Classic. I will be at the Winter Classic. I'm attending it with my family, but I am not working tomorrow. Solana will get you ready for the game, though.
that All-Star break can't come soon enough because I'm taking a full week off in
Gonzo,
February,
right?
Those are your headlines. The Miami Heat do play tonight, by the way. They do play the Detroit Pistons. A little New Year's Day action for you with the Miami Heat. They're looking for their fourth consecutive victory.
Look at that. Appel just sent me a picture right now. He's down at Lone Depot Park. He's interviewing somebody on the ice.
Nice. Who is that?
No idea. I think it's Appel.
He's interviewing himself. Nice.
Oh, that's Sam Bennett, isn't it? I think that's Sam Bennett.
Is that Benny? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is Benny. Damn, those unis are dope, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be a pretty cool spectacle at Lone Depot Park tomorrow night.
Yeah, especially when I get that that Flan Fogato. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, I mean, listen.
Yeah, cannot wait.
So I was looking at my Snapchat memories today, and I know I'm like a teen 56-year-old watching Stranger Things, and I'm on my Snapchat all the time or whatever. Yeah. 22-0, by the way, Oregon. They just scored again. 16 seconds left in the game. I'm on my Snapchat memories. I hate to admit this to you. 5 years ago today, I'm drinking an affogato with my wife in Boca.
Of course. Of course you were. Of course.
I'm such a fraud.
Text it in, because I was telling Hawk this the other day. Do you guys remember when I first started on the show, Hawk ripping me for eating avocado toast every morning for
breakfast? I don't remember that.
And now, this guy, literally, he'll have 365 avocado toasts in 2026. Ripping
me. I mean,
it
certainly sounds like something I'm capable of.
Yeah. Your weather... It is gorgeous. People were getting on me because I said it was in the mid-70s, and they're right. It's not. It's just what I default to. It's in the 60s. It's a beautiful afternoon in sunny South Florida. Even if it wasn't beautiful, the Hurricanes won yesterday, so it would be beautiful. But today is perfect. Enjoy the start of 2026.
Damn straight. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oregon wins, by the way. Good news for the first leg of my parlay. Now we just need a little Indiana action and the over. And then we'll need Ole Miss plus 6.5. Four-leg parlay. First leg is in. You just want to get the first leg down, and then you worry about the rest after that. I see Zach Gelb is on the video stream there. Looks like the New York skyline is behind him. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Zach Gelb is an NFL studio host for Compass Media Networks. He's got Commanders Eagles this week. Make sure you follow Zach on Twitter and Instagram at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB, Zach Gelb. And he joins us now. Now, we were supposed to be off today. You got to unmute your mic, Gelb. That's why Solana's pointing at you. Gelb's used to the studio. You
know? Well, no, here's the thing. I didn't have it muted, and then I joined this thing, and then it's muted. So I didn't mute anything.
So it was
you
Jimmy's fault?
You guys muted me. Yeah,
I'm Jimmy's fault. No. I didn't touch
starting
it.
Starting the year off, throwing Jimmy under the bus.
This happens every week. I come on. The mic gets muted, and then it gets unmuted right before I'm about to go on. I thought Solana was pointing to Jimmy, so I was about to unmute myself. But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, I didn't want to throw Jimmy under the bus to start the new year, but we could all move on because the Canes won.
Exactly. How about that? Canes won. You know what happened? Like, I'm supposed to be off today, and Solana was going to be off. Crowder's off. Gelb wasn't going to join us either. Gelb usually joins us on Wednesdays. We only had a one-hour show yesterday. And then I had texted Gelb, hey, we're only on for an hour. Do you want to come on Thursday instead? Because Solana and I are going to do a Thursday show. This was a couple days ago. And Gelb's like, nah, I can't work on New Year's Day. And then last night, I'd say about midway through the third quarter, he texts me.
Earlier.
He goes, F it. I want to come on. And so I knew the guy was feeling it. Did the Canes, did they make a statement? You were already a believer. Did they make a statement to the college football universe last night?
So I remember when I came on with you guys after they got into the college football playoff, and I said to you guys, in the NCAA tournament, whenever the team that gets in that people thought shouldn't get in, they end up going on a run. Now, I thought Ohio State was going to win the game, but I thought Miami could hang around. But the fact that they led the game wire to wire, and it wasn't as if they won the game 35-7, but when you beat Ohio State, that's just not going to be the way. But it was the way that they physically dominated the trenches. Then you had the two interceptions, the big pick six, where I still don't know where Julian Sain was throwing it. And they just did a good job running the football. It's not like Carson Beck was sensational last night, but he managed the game. And how Miami ended up being the better team from start to finish, that was the most impressive part. And after you beat a team like Ohio State, you go on to beat anybody.
Gelb, is the U officially back? The one that they made 30 for 30s about, the University of Miami that played with swag. Is this officially them being back? Can we say that now?
Yeah, I think it's their biggest moment in what, 20, 25 years?
20 plus years, yeah.
What, before that, it was Manny Diaz with those turnover chains that one year with the
that
the
was
defense
a great
or whatever
moment. You know what? You know what? The introduction of the turnover chain was a great moment.
But this is one of those signature moments where if you're a Miami fan for the first time in a long time, you could actually envision getting two more victories and winning a national championship. Now, they're going to play the winner of Georgia and Ole Miss. And I look at that game. I bet Ole Miss earlier in the season, plus I think it was 7 when Georgia and Ole Miss played. And for three quarters, Ole Miss was smoking Georgia. Then Georgia not only came back and won, Georgia also covered what was the 7-point spread. So Georgia's going to be a really tough opponent. Can it be Ole Miss? Absolutely. But I would lean that it's going to be Georgia. But after beating Ohio State, why can't you go on to beat Georgia, who's very similar to Ohio State?
Because you remember at the beginning of the season, we were having a conversation because Ohio State was ranked number one overall. But there were a lot of people saying, you know what? Canes, based on who they've beaten at that point in the season, maybe they're the best overall team. And I think what happened, I was making this point to Solana yesterday. I think what happened with a lot of people who maybe don't watch college football, all of it, And they certainly don't watch the Canes the way that we do down here. All they saw was a team at the end of the season that limped into the college football playoffs after not making the ACC championship game. And so the only thing people know about them is, oh, maybe they got the nod over Notre Dame when they shouldn't have. Are they even deserving? So in their minds, they're like, this is a bottom tier team that snuck in, you know, like a James Madison. They're looking at the U like a James Madison. And I think what happened was, you know, people start to pay attention after Texas A&M. They're like, interesting. This team looks like they're capable of something. And then they watched the game last night. Ohio State, I mean, reigning champions, but Ohio State widely considered to be the elite of the elite. And like you said, Miami leads wire to wire. I think people might be looking at them, whether it comes to Georgia or Ole Miss, and go, you know what? Maybe we were sleeping on these guys because they had two stumbles at the end of the season, Louisville and SMU. And so maybe they had a couple of stumbles, but they're forgetting this team is constructed pretty well.
Well, if you just watched it last night, it didn't look like there was any talent difference between Ohio State and Miami. And you could argue that Ohio State has the most talented roster in the country. And other people have given Miami their due this year, but there's no question those two losses, which were close losses, by the way, in the way that it did play out this year for them, even though the ACC didn't have this unbelievable season and the ACC was viewed as the fourth power conference, they got one of the four teams remaining. I will see who the other two are going to be, but I got to give credit to Mario Cristobal. What was it, the Georgia Tech game a few years ago that he blew or something like that? Yeah. And people are wondering, oh, is this just another story where the kid comes home and then it doesn't pan out? This is the second time, at least I can remember, that he defeated Ohio State. When he was the coach at Oregon, he walked into the shoe and beat the snot out of Ohio State. So think about it. How many coaches, you know, outside of maybe Sherrone Moore, which that's a whole different story, can really say that they beat the snot out of Ohio State when they play them? And that's what Mario Cristobal has been able to show at least two times in his career that I can remember. And it's a moment for him that it's a feel-good story because of how many times he could have taken that job. And then he ultimately didn't. And then he finally does. It gets off to a rocky start. And now this team is two wins away from hoisting a national championship trophy.
Any chance you saw that video of Jeremiah Smith after the game
dapping up everyone?
I mean, he looked like he that moment, like, really, it marinated. I picked the wrong team. Like, it, and I know it's just a joke.
Yeah, he won a national championship last year. Yeah.
And he's going to be, you know, a top 10 pick whenever it is that he goes out. But I mean, that was a vibe. Like, watching
unless
that
you
video.
Throw a little NIL money his way and get him to have a season at home.
Who knows? Maybe that could be had, especially with Brian Hartline leaving. So maybe he's not going to Miami. Maybe he's going to wind up going with USF. You know, obviously kidding.
I dare him to go to USF.
That was the hangover day after New Year's joke of the day right there. But hey, what Miami did, it was so impressive. But if you want to talk about the video, Solana, it's not Jeremiah Smith. What was Michael Irvin doing on that sideline? Like, what got
taking
him
the
into
belt to their ass?
No, I understand what he was doing, but what got him into that state of mind? Michael Irvin always looks like he's enjoying himself, but he looked like he was really enjoying himself.
You know, at a text from a buddy of mine on a thread, a bunch of us, you know, who went to UM together in the late 80s, and he said, you know, Michael Irvin being on the sidelines in a 2025 game would have been like us watching football in the 80s. Jimmy Johnson is the coach, and there's a player from the 1940s on the sideline, you know, riling everybody up, and everyone's looking at him. Like, that's the age disparity between from when Michael played to now. The difference is Michael looks like he can still play. Michael looks like he could be out there.
Bro, he's got an eight-pack.
He's shredded. Absolutely shredded.
40 years since he played for the Canes.
And you know what's crazy?
40-some years. That's wild.
If you ask like a random person who's the most recognizable person from this Miami run, with how many great videos you see of Michael Irvin, is it crazy to say that they would say it's the playmaker and he hasn't even played in a game?
I mean, he is eating it up. And we're talking about all these old Canes with Michael Irvin, Ray Lewis being there.
Yeah.
Some great credit has to be given to Jason Taylor, who didn't play for the Hurricanes, played for the Dolphins. But Jason Taylor is making a name for himself as a coach, no?
Yeah, and you would think if he wants to be a head coach in this NIL era, he would have so much backing and he could be a head coach instantly. I don't know if it would be at a big school, but I would take a shot on a Jason Taylor. If you're telling me he's going to come with all this NIL money and you could use his name to really build the program up, I don't think it's crazy. You know, Coach Prime, I know he was coaching, but look at the little run that Colorado had for a bit with how much attention was on them.
How about tomorrow? Got the Winter Classic, Gelby. Panthers
and
Rangers.
Are you going? I remember you gave me like a half-ass invite. You're like, oh, I got four tickets. Maybe if you're in town, you know, hit me up.
Yeah. I mean, the four tickets are being used now, but I am. I'm going. Solana's doing the show. I'm off tomorrow. I'm actually going to take my day off tomorrow. But Solana's doing the show with Josh Appel from Lone Depot Park. Appel's there right now.
Appel's going to be on that. Carry him, man. His back's going to be hurting after
Appel's
that.
Appel's going to be on the national radio broadcast for Sports USA. Appel's ringside for the national radio broadcast.
Oh, really?
We'll have it here locally on 104.3. But yeah, Panthers, Rangers, Lone Depot Park. I mean, that's kind of exciting, no?
Well, the good thing is the game isn't at Madison Square Garden because the Rangers have been absolutely dreadful this year at home. And the only time they actually have a pulse is when they go on the road. So it's a big spot. I'm sure the Panthers will be okay and they'll be able to defeat my Rangers. So I'm very down on. They do not have four lines.
You talked about, New Year's Day hangover. So did you change your mind and go to Times Square last night?
So funny point of contention. I actually got invited to go to this place. This restaurant where the NYPD actually comes in at 11:15 and they escort you to the ball drop. Some other people wanted to stick with the previous plan, so I couldn't end up making my way there. Yeah, I had to politely decline. It was a point of contention.
Solana, tell them what you did last night for New Year's Eve.
I know what he means by some other people. My guess
it was an $1,800 value, by the way, per person, and we were getting it for free.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
your girlfriend overruled him.
One person.
I have my headphones in right now, so they can't hear the other end. So yes, under the bus, getting thrown.
And we know you're whipped. We know you're a little poppy over there. So.
Yeah, says the guy that has a photo every 3 seconds of his fiance on Instagram.
By the way, speaking of fiancés, friend of
she
the
made
program,
the most
Chris,
delicious. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Chris Whittingham, longtime friend of the program, got engaged yesterday.
Oh, so well, very mazel tov to him. Congratulations. Didn't you bring him on once to like break down, because he's a big Italian. Was that him or was that Dono?
Well, Dono's the Italian. Whittingham, though, is a soccer expert. So if I was breaking down Italian soccer, it was Whittingham. If I was breaking down Aperol Spritz and Gabagool, it was Dono.
Sorry, Maradona, Gabagool kind of sounds very similar. Probably where I confused
I don't think Maradona's Italian.
He isn't?
Nope.
I don't think so.
That wasn't the pasta dish I had last night?
Speaking of Italian, Maradona. Solana, tell him what you did last night for New Year's Eve.
So we had a little get-together at the Solana residence, invited a bunch of my friends over, their wives, and we were going to be a lot of people. We're going to watch the Canes game. I'm not going to cook, Gelb. I mean, too many people. I catered a little authentic Italian food. Look at that. Tell me that doesn't look delicious. A little chicken parm, some fettuccine Alfredo.
Tell them where you brought it in.
Yeah, where'd
straight
you bring
from,
it in from? Olive Garden?
From Olive Garden.
My neighborhood
Italian
the
joint.
Your punchline is his truth.
Oh, my God. You are fugazi, let me tell you.
I mean, it's a chicken parm, a whole meal. They include the breadsticks, the salad, the chicken parm.
Yeah,
the pasta, delicious. A little tiramisu action, delicious.
I had an actual Italian meal last night. I went to Il Molino, which was very good. But
you know, they have one right next to me here in Boca.
Oh, do they?
Il Molino. There's only one in New York and one in Boca, but it's literally right down. It's in walking distance.
How big is it?
Oh, tiny.
Yeah, like the one last night, there was 12 tables in like the whole place.
Yeah, it's tiny. I didn't know. That's funny. You went to Il Molino. That's funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one right down the street.
Yeah, but the Canes, man,
real authentic with one in Boca too. Wow, must be real authentic.
You know what, Solano? When you come into town, I'll take you to Brooklyn, and we'll go to Frankie's 457, and we'll be.
No,
one
you
got
to take him to the original. Take him to the original Olive Garden in Times Square. That's his homeland.
We'll go there for
there
lunch
before. Actually,
we'll go there for lunch and then Carmine's for dinner. All right. All in Times Square. And then you can beg for change so you can pay for the meal.
Take him to a real, real authentic night out of live music. House of Blues.
You really, you catered in Olive Garden? You had
Olive
people
Garden.
Over?
I catered in Olive Garden and I do it again. Next year, Olive Garden again. Those breadsticks with the salad. Delicious, man. That was a beautiful meal.
I guess you guys putting his name on the show doesn't mean that he got a raise as
no,
well,
it
right?
It does not.
Your well, name is on
didn't do anything for his taste. I don't know if he got a raise or not, but he certainly didn't improve his taste.
Your name is on a very well-renowned radio show. You have to be held to a higher standard, not basically giving Chuck E. Cheese out for New Year's Eve dinner.
I'm sticking to what got me there, Gelb. That Olive Garden.
So anyway, Gelby, you're a believer in the University of Miami, and we'll find out tonight, Georgia or Ole Miss, but you could see them advancing past either of those teams.
Yeah, I think they could be competitive with Georgia. Like, if you put a gun to my head, I would pick Georgia to beat Miami, but after beating Ohio State, there's not a team that you could tell me in the nation right now where I'd be like, oh, wow, I can't believe Miami ended up winning that game, which I don't know if you could have said that before last night. I do agree with you. I think there was some skepticism with them, and even after the first round victory, it wasn't all that pretty. In College Station up against A&M. But when you beat Ohio State in the fashion they did last night, the sky is the limit for the U. There's no doubt about it.
And they're back?
Yeah, they're back. You know
Carson Beck?
They'll really be back if we get a 7-Floor Crew remix. Give me a little 7-Floor Crew remix with like
Greg Olson's claim to fame.
I would start singing that song because I would listen to that song as a kid, but I do think then Len Wiener would have a heart attack to start the new year because we'd have to use the dump on him 45 times.
Nobody could believe what was going on at the 7th floor until the 7th floor crew came out. That's so funny that you knew that song, man. Greg Olson, talk about like a recalibration of someone, right? Like Greg Olson's like the guy that you would leave your kids with at this point.
So one of my buddies, Justin Burstein, who I went to sleepaway camp with, he's from Coral Gables. And when we went to camp as kids, like we must have been 8 or 9, he would play that song on like his computer that he snuck into the camp. And that was my first introduction to 7-Floor Crew. He runs like a luxury, car dealership down in South Florida right now. And he's the one that always takes me to Joe Stonecrab. So that's my Miami plug. But yes, I could go through all the lyrics and all the things that they said. And one of the funniest thing was when Greg Olson was at the Super Bowl and they were like, oh, you're my favorite rapper of all time at that media day.
He's like, no.
He wanted to run from it. Run.
He's like, no. Next question.
PG, keep it moving.
He would.
I'm a family man now.
Would not even acknowledge that. That's funny. One of our guys who's on the chat all the time, K-Space, he's like, Hawk, you don't even know South Florida. Il Molino's at Sunrise and US 1. Maybe there is one there, but there's one on Palmetto Park Road, 451 Palmetto Park Road in Boca.
Also go to, there's another restaurant here in New York. Isn't Patsy's down there by you as well?
Patsy's is in my building.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now, did they start in Chicago? I know they have one in New York. Supposedly they have a really good burger.
No, they started in Harlem in 1936.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But I will tell you, Patsy's has some of the best pizza. And I'm a Chicago guy, so I like Chicago-style pizza. This is thin New York style. Patsy's has some of the best pizza I have ever eaten and some of the best pasta I've ever eaten.
Do you know who has the best pizza?
In the world or in New York?
In the U.S.
The best pizza... See, I would probably go like Uno or Due in... No.
City and state.
I would go Barnaby's. In Northbrook, Illinois, Barnaby.
Okay.
Best tavern style pizza on the planet.
My favorite pizza happens to be in South Florida. It's not shtick. Vice City Pizza. I've told Hawk that like he's got to come down. And it was named the best pizza in Florida. It's like tavern Detroit style square pizza. It's delicious. My guess is Gelb's going to give us some mom and pop in New York. No.
No. Just New Haven in Connecticut. You go to New Haven, Connecticut. Yeah. Sally's, Modern, the best pizza.
They have a Frank Pepe that just opened here in Delray Beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the white clams, right? The white clam sauce.
Yeah. I like New Haven style.
Garden.
I like New Haven style, but you're watching too much. You're watching too much Portnoy.
Right.
No. Hold on. I recommended to Portnoy to go to that place, Ceres. I tweeted at him, and the thing blew up. And then he went there, and he rated it like a 9.3. I would even say, as much as I love New York City pizza, as someone that has been going to Connecticut at least for 8 or 9 years and has been going to getting pizza there, that's I took my dad there when we went to Springsteen for his birthday. So we have to go. We went to Modern because there was no line. You could sit down there, so it's easier. And my dad is like a very antsy person, so he wasn't going to be waiting on a line. But yeah, that New Haven, Connecticut, my favorite type of pizza.
You got to get the Barnaby's, Northbrook, Illinois. The
best I went pizza to you'll ever taste. Pizza Amici in Chicago when I went there this summer. Now, here's the thing. There's a big debate with people from Chicago that I would think from afar that deep dish pizza is the best pizza in Chicago. It's the tavern style that's
tavern
actually
style.
Better.
Yeah.
I
like deep dish pizza. I really do. And if I go back to Chicago, I'll certainly go have it. But you can't have, like, if you're ordering in a pizza once a week or whatever, like, you can't have deep dish all the time. Tavern style, which is thin, square cut.
Very good.
Not square cut like Detroit style, which are big pieces. These are thin little square cut pieces. Some have crust, some don't. Depends where you get the piece from.
It's very easy to just eat like 100 of those slices pretty much in Chicago.
I love Barnaby's. Barnaby's is the best. All right, Gelby, enjoy the rest of your New Year's Day, and we will speak with you next week as we get ready for Canes and either Georgia or Ole Miss.
You got it. And Jimmy, just make sure you turn my mic on next week. Happy New Year, guys.
Look at that, Jimmy. Took a
love you,
a
Jimmy.
Haymaker.
You're the best.
Took a haymaker on the way out, Jimmy.
Love you too, Gelb.
The best producer that Hockman and Crowder have ever had in their history of producers.
Damn straight.
That's without question.
Can't even think of a second.
That's without question. All right. Zach Gelb there. Have a good call this weekend for Compass Media Networks. We'll take a break. 4 o'clock hour is next on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand. You!
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.